U.S. military in Kabul says that early reports don't indicate the helicopter crash was caused by enemy fire, but that it is under investigation. No names of the victims have been released. That'll come once the military has notified the next of kin. Today's incident brings the total number of U.S. service member deaths to 19. That's the highest number of casualties in 5 years. Despite peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban, which ended in September, there has been an uptick in violence this year. The Taliban's claims of responsibility for Wednesday's crash comes a day after a long-awaited prisoner swap between the Taliban and the Afghanistan government. I'm Jillian Wolfe in New York.